Russia's Ukraine war. Russia has fired more than 70 missiles on Ukraine on Friday in one of its biggest attacks since the beginning of the war. Due to missile attacks in Ukraine, electricity has come to a standstill in many cities. Kyiv, the second largest city in Ukraine, has been forced to implement an emergency blackout. Russia is not taking the name of giving up its aggressive stance. The Russian army is continuously attacking Ukraine. Many countries have appealed not to fight, but no effect is visible. 3 people died. According to Ukrainian officials, an apartment block in central Kyiv was hit by the missile. Because of that, 3 people have lost their lives. In the south, 1 person was killed in an attack in Kherson. Russian-based officials in occupied eastern Ukraine said 12 people had been killed by Ukrainian shelling. Ukrainian president sought help from other countries. In a Friday evening video address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia still has enough missiles for several large-scale strikes and again urged Western allies to supply Kyiv with more and better air defense systems. He said that Ukraine can still come back strongly. The president has urged the people of Ukraine to be patient. Regional authorities are also urged to be more creative in arranging emergency supplies of energy. Partial repair of grid. The country has restored most of its electricity and water supplies after previous attacks, but the task has become more difficult each time. Ukraine has imported about 500,000 power generators, but the country needs thousands of bigger and stronger generators to weather the winter. Russia has been raining missiles on Ukrainian energy infrastructure weekly since the beginning of October, but Friday's attack has caused significant damage to Ukraine.